they serve here at Providence Church. God's been good to us this week because we're here again. I give him thanks for that. We'll talk this morning, just briefly, talk about our patience with God and that God is never in a hurry. Did you know that? God is never in a hurry. In Psalm 40, verse 1, and it really goes along with the psalm we just sang, how he waited for God to deliver him. He says here, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. In this psalm, David tells us that Yahweh, he's the covenant God. He's the God who has always been and always will be. He's a big God, and yet this big God inclined to him and heard his cry. The Hebrew verb translated inclined here is an extremely rich word, just as it are all word or verbs in the Hebrew language. It means to stretch forth. And we think about God stretching forth, inclining when he stretched forth the heavens. It's that kind of stretching of God's part that's being spoken of here. It means to bend towards, like when a loving father bends towards his infant child to pick him up out of the crib. It means to turn towards and to pay attention to, like a true friend who faces this friend who is in need, and he does so attentively and eye to eye. That's the meaning of this word. That's what David is telling, how God relates to him. He inclines his ears. It's a verb that gives us a picture of God's covenant love towards us. He is our Father, and we have His attention, His undivided attention. He is a Father who cares for us. He is a Father who shelters us under His wings. And because of this, like David, God hears our cries, and He acts on our behalf. And we know that. But note something here. The psalm's not just about God and what he does towards his people. There's also a quality that David possessed that is also an important quality. God inclining to David took time. In the first part of the verse, David tells us that he had to wait patiently for the Lord for this to happen. This phrase, waited patiently, in my translation in the Hebrew, it's actually a doubled verb, and it means literally, I waited for Yahweh. Why did David have to wait for God to hear his cry and deliver him? Because God acts on behalf of his people in his good time. God is never in a hurry to get things done. God has all the time necessary to accomplish precisely his purposes and to do them in precisely the right time and to carry out his will. So that what gets done here on earth is what's getting done in heaven. See, God does things in his time. And even though I'm sure it took time for him to get this, David did come to understand this very important point. This is something we need to understand as we ask our Heavenly Father to incline towards us in our times of need, and we all have times of need. The problem is never with God, the problem is with our impatience. The problem is that by nature, because we are infected with sin, we are sinners, we are impatient people. You need to understand, when you go to heaven and you get your perfect body and you're made all new, you won't be impatient anymore. You won't be. I mean, that in itself being fixed will just make life most glorious. No more impatience. But we are impatient people, and we're impatient with God. We are all too often expect things to be completed within our temporal time frame. And because of our impatience, our lives are often found to be in a state of haste, filled with hustle and bustle, and even turmoil. Such impatience is tied to nothing less than our self-importance, thinking more of ourselves than we think of others and we think of God. We bring this impatience into our relationship with God and press Him to respond to our petition according to our sense of urgency. I mean, how many times do we do that? we pray and we ask God to hear us, and we say, we want you to do it this way, and we press him to do it the way we want, when we want. We are like a person who is in the elevator, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but I have, and it's really silly. A person who is in the elevator who wants to get to the next floor as fast as possible and thinks that if he just keeps pressing the button to the open door, that things will speed up. You guys laugh because it's true. We all do things like that. I gotta get up there. I gotta get up there. And that's how we often address our prayers to God. But no matter how many times you press the button, of course, the elevator, guess what, reaches its destination in its own good time, doesn't it? In our times of need, it's easy for us to relate to our Heavenly Father in this way. Whether it be problems in the family or problems in our nation or problems at work or ill health, it doesn't matter. The things we bring to God and we ask him to incline his ear to us, we keep pressing the get to the floor next really quick button. And we fail to just rest and trust him in his time. If we keep pressing God, we think that he will get things done faster for us. But we must be patient. Like David, we need a double portion of waiting, of patience. Waiting, waiting upon Yahweh. We must wait, wait for him to act on our behalf in his time, realizing that God is never in a hurry. His concern is to accomplish his purpose in our lives, and he will do that. And when he does this, and he does it in his time, that's when he is most glorified, and that's when we get what is best for us exactly when we need it. This should remind us of our need to confess our sins, because we all fail at this, don't we? We're very impatient with God. So let's confess our sins and then hear the word of assurance. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your patience with us. We pray that you would forgive us of our impatience with you. We say we believe in your sovereignty. We say that we believe in your good providence, and yet even in that intimate closet of our prayer life, we demonstrate that we really don't believe that. When we press you, we pray that you would forgive us. Help us to find rest in our souls in you. I waited for the Lord, and my soul does wait. And in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning. So incline more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with him is abundant redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all her iniquities. Amen.